The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Claire Fulham is with me in studio. Claire is a trichologist and the owner of Trua and Remy. Claire, what is a trichologist?
A trichologist is a specialist when it comes to hair loss and scalp conditions. So we look after someone with dandruff all the way to psoriasis, seborrheic dermatitis, to all different types of hair loss. So all the common ones and then all the acute conditions of hair loss as well. So it's kind of like an in-between between your stylist and a dermatologist. And it's hard to get a dermatology appointment in Ireland at the moment. So we're getting busier and busier.
So you said all the common types of hair loss. How common is hair loss?
So common. Like the statistics would actually frighten people, you know. So common. I don't really know anyone that will get through life, man or woman, that won't suffer with some form of hair loss, you know. So the statistics are crazy. And like that, it can happen at any stage in your life. I think a lot of people think, oh, it's because I'm getting older or because of this is happening to me. But I lost nearly all my hair at 27, you know. So it can happen at any age for various reasons, you know.
It's interesting you say that because I think most men, they might kind of lament it, but it's kind of accepted that it happens at a certain point. It's kind of unspoken almost that women will go through periods of hair loss, isn't it?
I think women are probably a little
maybe
bit better.
Acknowledge it themselves, but maybe it's not a kind of, it's not kind of part of the common cultural experience.
Yeah, well, I think society makes it easier for men to lose their hair because if a bald man walked into a room, nobody would look at him twice. Whereas when a bald woman walks into a room, everyone looks, you know. So society has made it easier for men in a few reasons, but particularly hair loss, you know. So I think, but as emotionally, I can see that it affects both men and women quite equally, you know. Personally, it really affects both. It's just, it's a little bit easier to exist in the world, I suppose, as a man with hair loss.
So when you lost your hair, that was through what? What happened?
Stress, to be honest. It was a condition. I still have it. I've got a big patch of hair loss at the back of my head at the moment. It's a condition called alopecia areata. So it's a type of, autoimmune condition. And like nothing particularly was happening. I had my kids young, I had two young kids, paying the mortgage, working full time, trying to spin every plate going, you know. So it wasn't like something astronomical happened to me. I think my body was just like, Claire, if you don't take a break, something bad's going to happen. And this was a way to kind of wake me up, or a whisper from the body, I suppose, you know. But I lost 90% of my hair in 5 weeks. So I went from the most gorgeous head of red hair you've ever seen, which I obviously hated growing up, you know. But when it's on the ground, you start to appreciate it, you know.
And then when they dye their hair red later, they all want to run away from it. But anyway.
Yeah. So that was a shock to the system. And I suppose my life then took a real turn, you know, like a huge turn over the last 8 years. You know, it's changed my life completely. I wouldn't change it for a second what happened to me, but it was difficult.
So how did it manifest? Was it the kind of classy thing of in the shower you look down and suddenly there's hair where there shouldn't be, kind of clumping around the ankles?
Yeah, well, do you know what, it's actually like literally this time 8 years ago. And this time of the year most people shed a little bit more hair, so we're like the dog, right, or the animal coming into the summer months, so we start to shed a little bit more hair. So I always notice that, because people with more hair, like thicker hair, you'll see it more, you know, that kind of way, or you'll lose a little bit more hair. So I knew that this was normal, but this time it wasn't normal. And then I found a patch just up on my split here, thought it was like brought the straightener too close, or I pulled at it or whatever. And then I went to the GP and she found five big patches, one the size of my fist, on the back of my head that I didn't notice, you know. So from then, like within 5 weeks, I was in a wig, you know. So it certainly came on me quick, you know. It was a shock to the system, like completely.
How did you cope with it?
I didn't really, Kieran, to be honest with you, I didn't really cope with it. I took to social media. So I took to social media. I named myself Claire Balding, because if I slag myself first, you won't get an elbow in, right? Very Irish of me altogether. So called myself Claire Balding. There was a bit of confusion with the lovely broadcaster over in the UK. I'm sure she hates me because I always get tagged in like Crufts things and stuff. That's not me. And that's not her. But so I took to social media, went on to every radio show, every TV show that would have me, to try and find an answer. And I suppose I was trying to search for someone to help me, you know. And by kind of building that community then over the last couple of years led to them building my business on the side of that, you know.
And so what did you learn from all of those experts you spoke to in terms of how you implement that now in business?
Do you know what? Like very little. I actually learned very little. I went to dermatologists, I went to GPs, I went to, you know, Chinese medicine specialists, like so many different people, and very little of them could actually tell me about it, you know. So I was like, and the first person to actually talk some sense to me was a trichologist. So like that, after a couple of years of going through this, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go back, study and kind of walk the walk now, you know, that kind of way. So there is a big gap there and there's a lot of people that need help. I'm never going to be a dermatologist. I wouldn't have the patience nor the brains, you know, I'm not going to go down that route. So trichology is this nice little entry then to that kind of way to try and help as many people as possible. And that's what we're doing through our business, you know. So it took a long time. Like Trua is 4 years old now and we see thousands of people nearly every week with messages about concerns of their scalp, hair loss, all that kind of stuff. And from that then we've built Remy. So Remy is a product range that we've just brought out there late last year. So made here in Ireland proudly, which is fantastic. So yeah, I suppose from going through such pain and like, you know, my hair loss led me to addiction, alcoholism. Like it was a really, really had huge effects on my life, you know. So to try and build from that then and build a business from that, like it's just, it's the best job in the world, you know, because you're trying to give back, you know, and trying to help someone through that kind of dark time.
And is it all about kind of reacting to the loss when it happens, or are there kind of preventative steps people can take? It
depends what type of hair loss you have.
Okay.
So if you have, like, let's say you're a man in your late 30s or 40s and you can see that, you know, we're receding, or we can kind of start to see kind of patches in the
ouch,
scalp and
Claire.
Stuff.
Ouch.
I've never I didn't see anybody in news talk like that.
We're having a lovely conversation here and you have to go and make it personal.
But, right, let's say...
Oh my God.
That is genetic hair loss and that is aging, right? So you can do, not you, Kieran, somebody...
too late.
You can do a lot to prevent that and slow that down. If it's something like what I have, alopecia areata, you do need to react to it and kind of react to it quite quick. It doesn't mean that you're going to stop an autoimmune condition, but it's about developing those habits and getting into those practices, do that kind of way, and treating the scalp like you would treat the skin, you know? So it depends what type of hair loss. And that's the one thing I say to people, try and find out what type of hair loss you have, you know, because that's the kind of, you know, the real nooks of it. If you know that, well, then you know the treatment that you can lean on then, if it's suitable for you.
How often do you find when you're speaking to people that you're kind of fulfilling the role of therapist as well?
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? Well, I guess we kind of all do it to a degree with our hairdresser, maybe,
yeah.
Or some people do, certainly. But I'd imagine in your case, people kind of unload emotionally as well,
It's very emotional. And our clinic is online. So I'm not sitting in front of you. So I can't like touch your shoulder or, you know, that kind of, you know, I suppose physical element isn't there. But I suppose like my tactic would be to try and break them a little bit, because once you kind of release that little bit of emotion, like I've rarely met someone going through different forms of alopecia that doesn't have a good outcry with me online, you know, and that really helps. And we can kind of try and move forward from there. But, you know, you do have to try and kind of break them and have that hard conversation. And some of these people have never spoken to anyone about it. I have met women who haven't left the house in 5 years. I've met women who are sleeping in wigs. I've met, you know, women whose their marriages have broken down because of this, you know, because of the isolation that they feel. Like it's a hugely, hugely emotional thing to go through, you know. So you do have to have those really difficult conversations with people. But who better to have that conversation with them than me, who's gone through it, you know? So, you know, I understand all of those emotions that are brought up with it as well.
And continues to go through it. Is it the type of thing that you'll always have to manage?
Yeah. So it's like another example of an autoimmune condition would be psoriasis. So someone could not see their psoriasis for like 3 years.
Yes.
And then they could see it for 3 years, you know? So that will kind of rear its head. It's like when my nervous system and my immune system, when I go through some sort of emotional or physical stress, which we all do, they'll start to fight like sisters, right? So they'll start to bash each other a little bit. And then there's an autoimmune reaction, you know, and my reaction, my body has chosen alopecia areata. Some other people will be chosen different things like psoriasis and all that kind of stuff as well. So it's something that you live with.
Well, listen, Claire, thanks a million for coming in to studio and chatting about it. If I see that man in his early 40s around here, as you say, whose hair maybe is not what it once was, I'll share the advice you shared.
Point
with
in
me.
My direction.
Yeah. Claire Fullan is a trichologist. She's the owner of Trua and Remy, and you'll find her on social media as well. Claire Balding, not Crufts Claire Balding or BBC or Wimbledon, what have you, the other Claire Balding. Claire, listen, thanks a million.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.